At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news today, as high pressure over the desert southwest is forecast to build over California, resulting in widespread warming. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for the Motherlode and valleys from 11 a.m. Thursday morning through 9 p.m. Saturday evening. High temperatures will soar well into triple digits by Thursday. These hot afternoon temperatures, combined with warm overnight lows in the upper 60s to low 80s, will produce widespread high and very high heat risk. Dangerously hot conditions are forecast during this time period, with high temperatures ranging from 100 to 113. The hottest afternoons are forecast to occur on Thursday and Friday, with hot conditions continuing into the weekend. Now, during this heat event, drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives, neighbors, and friends, especially the elderly. And always have a cool, clear bowl of water out in the yard for your pets. And take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. Whenever possible, reschedule any strenuous activity to early mornings or to evening hours.
And the Jackson City Council has approved the return of the annual Independence Day fireworks show, sponsored by the Jackson Lions Club. Well, last year's fireworks show, which typically draws thousands of visitors to the city of Jackson, was canceled due to COVID-19 restrictions. This year, the show will resume July 3rd, although in modified form. The fireworks will be launched from the Jackson Junior High School, as always, but due to some lingering COVID restrictions and ongoing construction, crowds will not be allowed to view the fireworks from the junior high fields, as is traditional. The fireworks will be visible throughout much of the city. Viewing is encouraged from other locations, such as parks, parking lots, and private homes. Jackson Lions Club will also host a cornhole tournament during daylight hours. And the council also approved grant awards for local groups from transient occupancy taxes collected on hotel room stays. The Amador Chamber of Commerce, Council of Tourism, Main Street Theater Works, and Polar Bear Swim Team all received grants totaling some $22,000.
And while Calaveras County supervisors voted last week to ban fireworks in the unincorporated areas, the city of Angels Camp may follow the lead. This evening, Angels Camp, the only incorporated city in Calaveras County, will vote on passing an urgency ordinance to prohibit the discharge of fireworks in the city during this current fire season. The proposed ordinance cites the worsening drought, rising temperatures, and dry fuels. Last year was a historic fire season for California, with 4.2 million acres burned. The regulations in the city and county would not impact large community fireworks shows. Now, neighboring Amador County has a ban on fireworks in the unincorporated areas, while Tuolumne County has had an all-out fireworks ban for a number of years.
And Sunday evening, just before 8, an Amador area CHP officer stopped on the north side of Highway 88 east of Eggman Lane when he observed Jason Anthony Newell, 41, of Stockton, driving a 2015 Infiniti westbound on 88 at a high rate of speed. The officer activated his patrol lights to initiate a traffic stop. At that time, Newell slowed as he passed, then accelerated away as the officer pulled out behind him. As Newell was accelerating, he attempted to pass westbound traffic over the double yellow. In the process, struck a 2021 Acura head-on as it was traveling the opposite direction. The CHP officer was able to pull Newell from his vehicle before it was consumed by fire. Two individuals in the Acura sustained fatal injury in the collision, as well as Newell's passenger. Their identities have been withheld pending notification of next of kin. Two other vehicles also traveling eastbound sustained minor injury. Newell sustained major injury. Alcohol is expected to be a factor in the collision. 88 was closed in both directions for approximately 8 hours while CHP held their investigation.
And at the stroke of midnight, California lifted most of its COVID-19 restrictions and ushered in what has been billed as the state's grand reopening. Starting today, there will be no more state rules on social distancing and no more limits on capacity at restaurants, bars, supermarkets, gyms, stadiums, or anywhere else. And masks will no longer be mandated for vaccinated people in most settings, though businesses and counties can still require them. Fully vaccinated people will no longer be required to wear a mask, including indoors, in most places. Now, those who are unvaccinated are expected to wear masks, but that won't be enforced. Businesses have three choices. Operate on an honor system, require customers to show proof of vaccination, or they can still require everyone to wear a mask. For now, masks will still be required in places like public transit, airports, healthcare, and indoor school classes. Some public health measures will stay for mega events. People attending indoor concerts, for example, sporting events, or other large gatherings of more than 5,000 people will have to show proof that they're vaccinated or have a recent negative COVID test. Attendees at outdoor events with more than 10,000 people are strongly encouraged to do the same.
And Calaveras County has launched a new website to aid with 2021 redistricting. Every 10 years, local governments required to use new census data to redraw their district lines. The 2020 census data, expected to be received by October, the county will then review the data and determine if the supervisorial district boundaries need to be reapportioned to equally divide the population between the five districts. The county redistricting website can be accessed online at elections.calaveras.gov.us/redistricting. Again, elections.calaveras.gov.us/redistricting. The first public hearing on redistricting will be held in conjunction with the Board of Supervisors meeting scheduled for 10 a.m. this morning. You can send questions and comments regarding the redistricting process to redistricting@co.calaveras.ca.us.
And a quick update on the Goose Fire. The fire started 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon out on Goose Hill Ranch Road in the Jackson Valley. That fire now 75% contained. Expect full containment any time now. Due to more accurate GPS mapping yesterday, the final acreage has been updated to 67 acres on the Goose Fire.
And the Amador County Senior Center will be open as a cooling center this week. With high temps forecast for the area, the Amador County Senior Center will be open as a cooling center Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 12:30 to 6. Again, that's the Amador County Senior Center in Jackson.
I thank you, J.D. That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.